Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
It's not exactly 2022, but it's kind of close. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Carolina and Duke faced each other for the first time in the NCAA tournament 3 years ago. It is happening again this afternoon with their women's teams. In 2022, their men's teams were fixtures in the NCAA tourney and each got lucky on the way to the Final Four. Carolina used clutch shooting of Caleb Love to defeat UCLA in the Sweet 16 and then didn't have to play number 3 seed Purdue, which had been upset by St. Peter's. Predictably, UNC won that game easily to reach the Final Four in Yuba Davis's first season as head coach. Oh, by the way, Love outscored Cooper Flagg 35-30 in Arizona's Sweet 16 loss to Duke Thursday night. Second-seeded Duke beat Texas Tech in the 2022 Sweet 16, but the Red Raiders had trouble scoring that season. Then the Blue Devils avoided having to play number 1 seed Gonzaga, which was upset by Arkansas for another favorable matchup in the regional finals. So the historic national semifinal was set, the Blue Bloods from Tobacco Road only 10 miles apart. And we remember who won that game. While it is not the same magnitude, the arch rival women square off today at the Sweet 16 in Birmingham. Both are trying to rebuild their great program for the 1990s and early 2000s. Sylvia Hatchell's Tar Heels won the national championship in 1994 and reached two more Final Fours in 2006 and 07. Duke had six-time ACC Coach of the Year Gail Gesternkors, who led her teams to the NCAA Sweet 16, Elite Eight, and National Championship game in her 14 years in Durham. Just as the men had it in 2022, the arch-rival women's teams get the same privilege, and their 2025 teams had good enough regular seasons to be awarded the second and third seeds in their region. The Tar Heels have last been there in 2022. Duke has last been there in 2018. Their current coaches were both star players, Duke's Carol Lawson at Tennessee and then 12 years in the WNBA. Carolina's Courtney Bancourt was a record-setting shooter for Dartmouth before coaching Princeton for 11 seasons. They split their regular season games by both winning at home, but the Blue Devils have the fondest recent memory of a blowout on senior night while Carolina played without starters Alyssa Usby and Renia Kelly. While Canadian freshman Toby Fournier is the leading scorer with a 13-point average, Duke's deadly outside shooters are veterans Ashlyn Jackson and Reagan Richardson, who attempt more than half of their team's long balls. If you haven't seen her, watch why Usby made first-team All-ACC for the Deep Tar Heels and is the best all-around player in the conference for her defense, rebounding, and shot-blocking inside, plus a consistent short scoring game. UNC leads the all-time series over Duke 56-54. Their 111th meeting should live up to the rivalry. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.